Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hi. It is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time
for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. You know how we like to get started. Don't forget to share, visit, and subscribe to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I want to say I am really excited to have everyone joining in the show today. I'm so glad that you're tuning in. I'm so glad that you're listening. And whether you are listening for the very first time or you've been listening to the show for a while, I want to take this time to tell you thank you. For all of my new listeners, for all the new listeners tuning in for the first time, do me a favor. Please type the word new, N-E-W, in chat and let me know where you're listening from, what country, what state, what city, what town, what village that you're hearing TMG on. I'm so glad. And for all those who said, man, I'm right here and I've been tuning in for the 3 years and 4 years that you've been streaming, thank you so very much, guys. I'm so glad you are, whether you're listening here in the United States or maybe you're in Portugal or Spain, or maybe you're listening in Trinidad and Tobago, maybe you're in Mexico, or maybe you're in Japan, or maybe you're in the UK or Canada or Portugal, wherever you are around the world, thank you for tuning in to TMG. Guys, I'm excited about tonight's episode. This is going to be absolutely amazing. And guys, I can't wait. Before we get started, guys, go, you know how we like to do this. Guys, if you know you've been listening to the show for a while, now, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And he said, well, Travis, man, listen, I know someone who has an amazing story that would be a fantastic guest on your show, and your audience would love to have it. Listen to them. That's okay. Send me their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. You don't even have to come on the show. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and play our sponsorship information. Get that out the way. Once I do, we're going to come back and dive into the show, guys, because this is going to be good. Don't go away, guys. We're just getting started. That's right. Come on in. Pop on in. I'm glad you're listening in, guys. Be right back. Don't you
Walmart
go nowhere.
Is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/ tell me something good, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell.
There it is, guys, right there. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is below right there in the chat. And if you're not watching this and streaming this right now, whether it's on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or one of the other social media sites, guys, please listen up because you'll hear it later on. Guys, if you did not catch tonight's topic episode, guys, I'm going to go ahead and drop that down. But before I do, I want you guys to take a look behind me if you're looking at this. February is Black History Month. This is the time we set aside to acknowledge and recognize the contributions of African Americans, not just here in America, but all around the world. And tonight, I want to highlight someone who I actually had on this show. I had an individual on this show. I mentioned someone on this show who was very important. As a matter of fact, they fit right into what we are talking about. Guys, I'm talking about the inventor, Joseph Lee. Now, some of you may not be familiar with who Joseph Lee is, but Joseph Lee was a pioneer. That means he was one of the first to do it. I'm going somewhere with that. Follow me. I got a plan with that one. He was one of the first to do it in the automation of bread and bread crumb making. Now, I know you think, my gosh, why would bread crumbs be important? If any of you have a recipe that requires bread crumbs, yeah, you can thank Joseph Lee. If you like croutons on your salad, yeah, you can thank Joseph Lee for that. He invented machines for use in the hospitality industry, like in restaurants and hotels, things of that nature, that automated the mixing and kneading of bread dough and that created crumbs from day-old bread. Yeah, it wasn't fresh bread he used. It was day-old bread. Story goes, day-old bread was getting old and they were wasting it. Joseph Lee found another purpose for day-old bread. And I'm going to drop that right there. Guys, if you didn't catch today's episode, guys, is, if you're not, it's going to be a glass half full. Yeah, a glass half full. Guys, I want to go ahead and bring in this. Not everyone really knows where that saying, a glass half full, truly originated. Most people say it originated at some speech in 1935, and others say it originated elsewhere. But no one really understands or knows where that saying really began. But the message does remain the same. The way we view anything has a profound impact on the direction of our lives, our decision-making, and if we're willing to make the next steps in order to see something different. Guys, tonight we're going to talk about having a glass half full approach and why that's important. Tonight we're joined by a special guest who is a certified member of the Maxwell Leadership Team, a best-selling author, and the host of the popular podcast, The Going North Podcast. Guys, do me a favor. Give a huge TMG welcome for Dom Brighton. What's up, Don? How you doing?
Woo! My man is freaking hype. The mighty T on a T day. Travis, thanks for having me on, man.
Man, I told you, Dom. I was excited about this, man. When we met before, man, I told you I was really excited about it. And, man, I'm ready to tackle this, dive into it. How was your day, man? How's everything been going?
North as usual.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, we're going to dive into that. I'm not going to say very much on this, but I hope your favorite team won the Super Bowl. My wife did, so I'm going to leave that right there, Dom. I might even go dive into that one, man. I'm tempted to, Dom, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm part of a different bird gang myself.
Man, Dom, man, you get around. You do a lot, man. You're always busy, your hands and everything. Best-selling author, part of the John Maxwell leadership team. So I know that keeps you busy. I know you have a little time to spare, and you took out the time to be with us today. So, man, let me tell you, thank you so much for doing that. And because of your busy schedule, I got to say this. If you don't mind, please let the audience know a little bit about yourself, man, now that you decided to join us here in TMG.
TMG, tell me something good. Well, I'm glad I'm good enough to be on the show. For those who don't know, name's Dominic Dom Brightman, the positive thought catalyst, the one who helps others to really gain a new positive light in their lives by thinking about something different and reframing their mind for success. And that all stems from self-leadership. So it's all about helping others. And really, that comes from just me going through a little setback here and there, reframing it and finding new tips and techniques that I've used in my own life and sharing those same helpful tools with other people. So that's really what I'm all about.
So wait a minute, Dom. Wait a minute, man. Now, hold on, man. Before we even get started, that being said, Dom, consider the Black History fact that I just provided today about Joseph Lee creating a breadcrumb machine, and he saw bread was being wasted, and it had the hospitality, and they were in a hotel, and so the story goes, true story, bread was being wasted. Day-old bread was just being wasted. They were just throwing it out by the pounds, and so Joseph Lee decided, he said, wait a minute, I need to see what I could do, because this is not just bread that's being thrown away, it's money that's being thrown away. What can I do? I've invested in this money, and my money is being thrown out the door. So he decided to season the bread and use the breadcrumbs and serve the breadcrumbs, and the breadcrumbs became more popular than the crackers. So, Dom, we're talking about a glass half full or a glass half empty. And you said, man, I had some setbacks in my life. I had to implement some things. I had to repurpose some things. Wait a minute, Dom. You just did the same thing Joseph Lee did. You took day-old Dom, day-old stuff, and you decided that I'm going to repurpose this. So, Dom, there may be things that we could say, man, it's useless. It's pointless. I've heard all this positive talk before. What good is it going to do me, Dom? What good is it going to do me? Now, my relationships aren't the way I'd want them to be. What good? He could have easily had a loss, Dom. But instead of having a loss, Dom, he had a gain. He was able to get something. What were some of the initial factors, Dom, that considered, I'm going to give you a chance, man. I know, I'm excited. What were some of the initial factors, Dom, that contributed to and placed you in this journey of seeing the glass half full?
Solid question indeed. I like to call it a setback sandwich, if you will. There were some crumbs involved. It was year 2012, where some may remember there was a movie called 2012 and saying, oh, the world's going to end. And
I
really
do.
All that happened.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, and all that really happened is that Twinkies just disappeared for a month. And it was like, well, shoot. Like, well, I'm not surprised the world didn't end because no man knows the day or the hour. But that year, that summer, had to go through the issue of discovering that my father was going through Alzheimer's at the time. He was diagnosed with it after getting lost for 36 hours in a town about 50 miles outside of Baltimore. And on top of that, getting into a car accident on the day of my 21st birthday. And it was just me being a regular college kid, just heading to class of all things. It wasn't even like after a party or anything. And then a couple weeks later, had a meeting with the boss where she was like, hey, like I was going through some times at home and it was showing up in my life. And the thing is, we have this one life to live, the one life to live. And the thing is that with that one life we have to live, it's really, you can't really separate work as in your professional life and your personal life. It's going to intertwine and intermix.
Right,
it was mixing and my boss noticed it. And she brought up the fact like, hey, I got some new staff coming in. Like, hey, like they're going to be looking to you as a leader. Cause I had that job at the time for about 5 years. And if you're anywhere for 5 years, it's like, hey, well, they didn't fire you yet. So you got to know something. Like, shoot.
You know,
exactly. And just that word leader apparently stuck with me in my subconscious mind. And that led to eventually reading a bunch of books by John Maxwell, Brian Tracy, a bunch of other people, and just applying at least one thing from every book that I've read, because that's the major thing that separates the good from the great is that you can read books all day. It can be fiction, nonfiction. But if you read a nonfiction book and you don't make it nonfiction in your life, you make it real for yourself, then it's just entertainment. And for me, I didn't want to make it just entertainment. It had to be some execution, had to do some action. And it just helped me to become a voracious reader and just take action from the books I've definitely read. And I'm not sure what idea this came from. It was just basically having a one-word theme for every year, or at least a one- to three-word theme every year. I call it a New Year's mantra. And that year, 2013, after going through those setbacks and eating that setback sandwich from that wonderful multiple day old bread, I was able to have a rebirth.
He said the whole sandwich, not just a setback, but the entire sandwich. Wow. Dog, man, when I think about what you're saying, Dom, and I think about what we're talking about tonight, a glass half full, and I also think about Joseph Lee, the example of Joseph Lee. You know, we all, Dom, have the opportunity to look at things a certain way. And no one can argue and say, well, you shouldn't look at it that way, you better not look at it that way, or you're wrong. And I think we go wrong. We try to judge a person for how their perception is, because a lot of times, a lot of people's our perception is highly influenced by our experiences. Let me say that again. Your perception is going to be influenced by your experiences. The reason some people can see some things differently, it has to do with the experience. Well, we all grew up in the same house, but you didn't all experience in the same thing. You know, they have the same experience. Well, yeah, they got yelled at like me. Yeah, but how did they experience it up here in their mind? It's how they experience. And we all, Dom, can do this right here. We all can look at this and it's a question mark. Is it half full or is it half empty? And it has to do with how we are viewing this. What did you experience? What was your experiences? And you said, man, I had some terrible experiences. Dom, someone would say, man, you have a right to say this glass is half empty. You have every right to be bitter, angry, upset, hearing those things about your father being in a car accident while trying to go to school, hearing all this stuff from job. Now you got more added pressure on you. Someone say, man, you have a right to feel bad. You have a right to be angry. You have a right not to look at things in a positive way. What were some of the, that being said, Dom, were there days that you found especially challenging? And how did you emotionally handle those moments? Because here, think about it, man. Your dad has this diagnosis. You get a car accident on your 21st birthday. You're in college. This is where you're supposed to try to enjoy yourself, have fun, at the same time, come into your own person of who you are and learning about life, seeking your career. all of this is on you. All this is on you. How did you navigate those emotions? And were there days that were especially challenging? Because we hear you now, man, I'm a positive motivator. I'm with John Maxwell leadership team and all that. But it didn't start that way.
You're right. It didn't start that way indeed. Like, there were some days that were challenging. Like, even though, I started the New Year's mantra in 2013 after reading some books from John and everyone else, but I still have to live life. Like, it wasn't just all at one time an instant quantum leap. Like, heck, even I remember at the end of the year where I was heading back from class thinking I was about to go home, but I accidentally locked my keys in my car and had to call the campus security to get my door unlocked. Good thing it was still late summer and it was hot enough to where I had a window cracked, and this wasn't the officer's first rodeo. I just had to sign a piece of paper, and I was so glad, like, the car I had at the time to replace the one that was in the shop could handle it, because I was like, dang gummit, like, crash one car and lock the keys in the other. It's like, dude, what the freaking heck, man? But
what I hear is, Dom, is one thing after the other.
Yeah.
And sometimes, Dom, that's what people say, that the frustration is. It's not, Dom, when they see this image of a glass that's half full. I say it's half full. Literally, when I look at, when people see this, it's not that they're saying they don't want to see the other half. What they're saying, Dom, is that it's usually one thing after the other that's preventing them from seeing it half full. Well, if you knew what I went through, then you wouldn't say, if you felt what I felt, again, it's our experiences. And a lot of time, Dom, when that struggle that we have, and we've all been there, that struggle that we have, Dom, in seeing a half full glass has to do with, man, it's just one thing after the other. It's one thing after another. And there's somebody right now who's listening and you're saying, man, it's not that I'm a pessimistic person. It's not that I'm naturally want to think this way. It's not that I naturally want to be negative, but it's been one thing after the other. It was my car crash. It was locking my keys in the car. It was the kids. And then it was the email. Then it was the text message. Then it went to the job. It was my relationship. Then it was this. It's one thing after another. And you want me to see the glass half full? You pointed out something, Dom. You said it wasn't easy, but you said it also wasn't overnight.
Yeah, that's the thing about overnight success. It's over many nights. It ain't over one night.
I like that. Say that again, Dom.
Yeah, that's the thing about overnight success. It's over many nights, not just one night.
That's right. They don't tell you how many nights it was over. You just wake up and you see someone succeeding at something. And we perceive it as, wow, they just did that, and out the blue, they came out the blue, and they blowing it up, they're doing great. But you don't know how many nights they were failing, how many nights they wanted to quit. You know what, Dom? I believe this. Any successful person, and I look at science, all the inventors, there are many failures before there's that one success. And sometimes it's not that one success. It's a string of successes. It has to be. It's like a necklace. It's like a pearl necklace. A pearl necklace has a string on it. We have to begin to string these things together. And don't get upset and don't quit just because there's you have a failure. Don't quit because you have to understand, Dom. I understood this, that failure is part of the recipe for success. You know, when you're making a cake, you know, it has the eggs and has the flour, it has the sugar. And we all know it has that sugar in it because we bite down into it. But when you bite down into the sugar, you're also consuming some of the flour. So where we want to go, what the things we want to do may also include some of those things that we don't want to anybody to know about. It may include those things that aren't so glamorous. It may include those things, Dom, that aren't so, you know, noteworthy, but it's part of the recipe, Dom. When we look at this right here, a glass half full, Dom, it started somewhere, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And the funny thing is, folks forget about the fact that there's a glass there. That's the start of it. It's like, hey, you could just have water spilled everywhere, milk water's spilled everywhere. Like, be water. Thankful for the glass.
Let me be thankful that there's a glass here. Let me be thankful. And you know what I think about the glass? To me, the glass is a plan. It's a structure. Mm-hmm. You got to start with a plan. If not, what happens, Dom, I got a bottle of water here. And if this water wasn't in this bottle, Dom, this water would be everywhere. This is a plan. This is a structure. So the first step, when you say, man, it's been one thing after the other, the first step, get a plan. Get a structure. Get something that's structured. If you have to write it down on paper, if you have to have, Dom said he starts with has this mantra every year. If you have to start by telling yourself that you can every day when you get up before your feet hit the floor, yes, I can do it. Yes, I'm able to do it. Yes, I am more than enough. Yes, I am enough. Whatever it was, a string of things that happened, whatever string of events that kept occurring, you had to first get a plan. That plan may include just telling yourself that you believe in yourself. It may start, Dom, with just something very simple. Very simple. A very simple structure. What are some practical things, Dom? Having this been said, man, this to me is a practical thing. It's practical. What are some practical things we can implement daily in order to combat the temptation? And it is a temptation to quit and maintain our individual growth process and positive stance.
One thing I like to really implement and encourage others to implement is start a victory journal. Those who do gratitude journals, it's similar to that, where you track down your wins for the day. You write down your wins. Like, got up today this morning, that's a win. Got to work on time, that's a win. Got that promotion, that's a win. Wrote 250 words, that's a win. Recently had an episode on my podcast where if you write 250 words a day over at least a good 200 days, it's like you have about a good 50,000 words. That's enough for one book or even five books if you want. Like, just tracking down your wins. Heck, funny enough, even a book that I'm going through right now called The Daily Carrot Principle by, I believe, Adrian Gostick. Like, they even take on that similar idea and call it a Hall of Fame file, where you basically track down and you keep a record of all your wins. Like, if you're in a business and you work with the public, like if anyone's left you a note of thanks or encouragement, like, hey, give this guy a raise, or someone left you a positive comment online. Like, I've had folks who'll be, heck, even one person left a comment. I believe it was Lori Walker was a guest on my show. I was like, I appreciate you as much as you love Shawn Michaels from the WWE. And I'm like, dude, like, that's freaking huge. I'm like, you know what? I screenshotted stuff like that and just put it in my own personal victory folder.
I know, so, man, right?
Yeah, man. Like, just keep track of your wins, because there's going to be days where you're going to be like, man, I don't feel like doing this or that or anything. It's like, right, you want to just stay in bed, and it's like, hey, I got to really get up. And especially if you're living your life for others, if you got family, friends, like, you got to really get up and do it for them. And you always have to encourage yourself along the way, because there's some days where you feel like you're not even burning a candle on both ends. You feel like you're out of wax. And it's like, dude, Lord, let me have the wax for the day to be able to get myself on fire and ready to go.
Man, you said something right there, dog, man. You know, let me have the, man, I'm going to leave that alone, dog. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm trying to stay calm, but let me just have the wax that I need for today. Let me just be able to get through this day. Let me be able to just handle what I got to handle for this day, man. Dom, listen, I told y'all this was going to be good. A glass half full. And many of us have heard the example of a glass half full or a glass half empty. We've heard about it before growing up. We talked about it. I took psychology and we talked about it, you know, in college and high school and even in middle school, I heard about it. I think the first time I heard that, and I asked, what does that mean? You hear a lot. And the cool thing about it, Dom, is not just regional. It's not just here in the United States. It's all over the world. Different versions of that saying is published all across the world, all across the nation. So many of us, even someone right now in France have heard of it. So many of us have heard the example of a glass half empty versus a glass half full. We've all heard of that. Typically, when we do, we only consider two options, though. We only consider the two options, either a full glass or an empty glass. I'm going to put up the picture here. I'm putting up a picture of this. A picture of a glass half full. Every time I see this, I keep saying half full, or half empty. When I put this up, so typically when we look at this picture of a glass.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Now, some would say half empty. Some would say half full. Typically, when we see this, Dom, we only consider two options. That either it's full, as half full, or it's half empty. We only consider those two options. We never consider the other option. We never consider the third option. But there's a third option. The third option, that third option is to remain where it is. Now, we always think, well, it's either half full or half empty. But that third option, Dom, is to that level remains right there at that same level, day after day, week after week. You said every year you have a new mantra. What if you never changed your mantra? What if the year came, Dom? The year came, the year changed on the calendar, but you never changed. You moved to a new address, but you're still with the same person. You got the new job you wanted. You got the new career that you wanted. You in the relationship you wanted, but nothing seemed to change. You were at the same place you were 6 months ago, 6 years ago. Dom, shed some light, man. I know you got some. Shed some light on you, Will, on how remaining right there at that same place, how remaining the same way we can paralyze our present and how it might jeopardize our future.
There we go. Powerful stuff right there indeed. Because, hey, like the thing is, progress, it propels you forward. Purpose propels you forward. And the thing is that if you don't make any progress, if you don't tap into the power of your purpose, then you're basically going to be stuck. And if you're stuck, then you're going to be paralyzed and you're going to be feeling like, oh man, I have no freaking protection here. And to be honest, sometimes you may feel protected by being in the good zone. And that's something that a lot of folks have been guilty of. Heck, even myself. Sometimes I've gotten to a certain place where I was stagnant in one place. Like, oh, I got this book here. I already got the second book. And it's like, well, I think I'm good here. But then again, I thought, wait a second. I got another book in me. And there was an opportunity to contribute a chapter to an anthology. And then another anthology. And then a journal that accompanies the first book that should have been published years before. And the thing is that comfort poisons progress. You can't remain comfortable in the same place. Now, granted, your zip code may stay the same, but you're not going to be the different person a year from today if you decide to change yourself for the better. Because there's something, always something new you can learn. And heck, even with this wonderful tools of AI out there, like my productivity has soared probably tenfold. Especially when it comes to things like my podcast, like creating social media posts and like bettering my grammar, bettering my writing, heck, even using it for brainstorming ideas, heck, even polishing up ideas. Like, there have been times where I've had different episode title ideas, and then I was like, hey, how does this sound? And then it would give me ideas. I'm like, oh, wait, let me change a word here, flip it around, and boom. Like, this is freaking great. And just, heck, even audio editing. Like, there's just so much out there. So the thing is, comfort poisons progress. Like, it really does suck to really stay in the same place altogether for days, months, and years on end. But if you can't change your zip code, at least change your mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I look at that, John, when I look at that that example, and I see that glass that's half full, or someone say half empty, and I consider, and we get locked in on just those two options, and that's how we do with life. Either I'm this or the, and what, and when we say half full or half empty, what we're really saying, there's two extremes. Those are two extremes. It's either half full or half empty. There's nothing in between. And a lot of times what we do is we don't understand that there are things that are in between the gaps and in between those spaces. I remember, Don, when I was one of my therapists told me one time, I went to my therapist, and they said, Travis, tell me, say the ABCs. I said, cool. So I said the ABCs. I said them A through Z. And they said, you have to understand, begin to understand that there's A and there's a Z, but there's also things in between the A and Z. And a lot of times we live our lives either one extreme or the other extreme, and we don't see all the things in the middle. And because we don't see those things in the middle, we aren't able to experience the carryover from A to Z. And right now, there's somebody who's listening who may just feel like you're either at an A or a Z. Either you have to have an A or a Z. Either you made it or you didn't make it. Either you're rich or you're poor. Either you're this or you're that. Let me help you out, baby. There is something that's called a carryover. And you may not be at the letter A right now. You may be at the letter D on your way to G, baby. But you better understand that right now, where you are in the middle of a carryover. I know it felt like that you were out, and that nobody was going to get you. Nobody was going to choose you. Nobody was going to land on you. But if you start saying your alphabet, A, B, C, D, somebody is going to land on you. Right now, you're in the middle of a carryover. They overlooked you, but they can only overlook you so long. They didn't pick you, but they can only miss you for so long. Sooner or later, Dom, they have to pick you. Sooner or later, they have to choose you. Don't get frustrated because somebody else is at their A. Don't get frustrated because somebody seems like they're about to approach their Z. I'm not angry, Dom. I'm in the middle of a carryover.
Dom, preach.
Carryover. I may not be an A right now. I may be on C, but I'm in the middle of a carryover. Everybody that's listening, whether you're driving at work or if you're watching, do me a favor. Type it in chat and just say carryover, carryover. Just say carryover. Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, say I'm in the middle of a carryover. When you feel like you're failing, I'm in the middle of a carryover. When you feel like you can't go no far, I'm in the middle of a carryover. So point two, Don, we talked about you got to have a plan. You got to have a structure. Practical things. You said, man, guys, write yourself a victory log. Log your victories. Count those small victories. Don't discredit those things. If you were smoking 5 packs a day and now you're down to 4.5, man, you better celebrate your small victories. You got to learn to pat yourself on your own back. And if you were born with no arms, blink. If you can't blink, nod your head. You can't nod your head, grunt. Do something to appreciate the effort and the work and the progress that you make, man. If we choose to remain the way we are, Dom, then there is nothing to learn from our past. It's wasted. It's wasted. Everything we've gone through is wasted, and nothing will change about our future. Look at this glass here that's half full, half empty, something. If we don't do anything else, Dom, then this glass will never get full. If we don't do anything else, Dom, we can't remember how empty this glass was before we got there. And what you have to understand, Dom, you pointed this out. We overlooked the fact that the glass is there. The glass was empty until the water got in it. What I'm going to say to you, Dom, is this. Some things were empty until you showed up.
Preach. I feel like I'm on the deacon on the front row. My man, Pastor Trav, kill it today, baby. I got to put some in the plate.
Let me pass the plate around. Some things were empty until you showed up. I don't care how someone tries to make you feel insignificant. It was empty until you showed up. There was nothing but a glass on a table until you showed up. There was nothing there until you came on a scene. This glass would remain just a pretty glass, Dom, until you showed up. Dom, if you had not gotten involved and wrote the best-selling books that you wrote, that you got your hands on, those books would have never been written, Dom, until you showed up. No one would have never addressed the issues the way you addressed them until you showed up, Dom.
Yeah, I'm splicing this when this goes live, so I get the MP3. About to make this my alarm clock or something, man. I'm about to put this in my Hall of Fame file.
Man, we have to understand, man, we changed the game. As a human being, as a person, Dom, we were created to change the game. And I know the argument is always half empty, always half full. Man, you're overlooking the fact that you changed the game when you showed up. It doesn't matter where you are right now. You changed the game. This glass would just be an empty glass until you showed up. You were designed to be a game changer. Dom, we are discussing, man, having a glass half full approach. A glass half full approach to move forward with life. And we have to, man. We have to. Things going to come up. We can't stop it, D. Dom, we can't stop it, man. It's stuff going to come up. Even to the best of us, to the smartest of us, to the brightest of us, stuff's going to come up. Dom, you're a best-selling author and stuff comes up. you wrote best-selling books and you got stuff to come up, which in some cases, Dom, it may mean stuff is going to come up, man. So we discussed having a glass half full approach to move forward in life. Now, to move forward in life, sometimes that means abandoning patterns of thinking that we developed growing up. Sometimes we can't go forward in life until we abandon some patterns that we had growing up. We developed growing up our different cultures and different things like that. Tell us a little bit, Dom, if you will, about what you call, and this is going to tap into you, the four keys to rock solid optimism, man.
Ah, sure thing. I always love sharing these. It's a fan favorite. And it's actually an acrostic, the four keys for rock solid optimism. And they are RAVE, rave. The R stands for reading. Great material. My man Travis is a host. Check out his book, buy it on Kindle. Good stuff indeed. Because our man is preaching today. Get Pastor Travis's book. I know he's going to get mad at me for saying Pastor Lee, but I'm going to just say
you
it
for the love of the game.
The A stands for audio immersion. You listening to this podcast, you're doing it already. Listening to great material every day, whether it's good music, a good word, something educational, something inspirational, something to breathe into your life. The V stands for visual stimulation. If you're checking out the Tell Me Something Good YouTube page and you subscribe to it and you're watching this content, you're doing it already. Visual stimulation, really putting your eyes on something that's going to benefit you. And also making sure that your education time matches or exceeds your entertainment time. And to cap it all off is E for encouragement, encouraging yourself and other people. Because the thing is, we all need encouragement. If you're living and breathing, you need encouragement. And encouraging other people can sometimes encourage yourself. Like, I'm getting encouragement from the host today. Like, I'm getting extra church service this week. It's only the middle of the week when folks are probably hearing this.
Oh my God.
I have to go to church on Sunday because of this one right here.
Don't do me like that, dog.
Hey, I'm telling you something good.
See how he do me, man. Y'all see how Dom do me, man.
That's right. Travis stands. The TMG stands for Travis. That man good. The D or T is invisible. I'm sticking with the TMG. It's solid.
Man, y'all see how he do me, man.
I'm hashtag over here terrific Travis.
I'm over here trying to make sure he gets stuff get up on the screen. Dom doing all this. No, I can't do all that at the same time.
It's for the good of the people.
Well, I'm the lamb to the slaughter, guys. I'm the lamb to the slaughter. You... In your four keys, man, in your four keys to the rock solid optimism, the first one, Dom, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, is 2025. I remember when I was born in 1969. And, Dom, when I was born, reading was big. One of my achievements in my life was learning to read, because I remember passing by, we would be in the car or walking, and I remember seeing signs, and I would ask my sister, hey, what does that say? Wait, what does that say? Hey, what does that say? And my sister, Valerie, she would tell me what it is. That says this. Or I asked my sister, Ann, she would tell me this. Or I asked my sister, Carolyn, and she would say, this is this. And then finally, my sister Ann would read to me, and my sister, all my sisters, because I'm the youngest out of eight. I'm number seven out of eight, put it this way, but I'm the youngest little boy. And so everybody would read to me. And finally my sister Valerie, she says, like, let's make sure you learn how to read, because you know you want to read so much. So I committed myself to reading because I wanted to read, because I didn't want to ask anybody else what that sign said or what that word meant or what that was. And so your first one is reading. This is 2025, Dom. A lot of people don't like to read anymore. They don't value it. They don't value it as much. Unless it's a short something on social media, they'll read it. When I learned how to read, I was reading everything. I got a business card, newspaper. I don't care what I was reading. It was exciting because it would stimulate my imagination. And I think that first one with reading, Dom, I like the fact that it is first because it's personal. Reading is personal. It's personal because when you read it, you ingest it, and once you ingest it, it gives you an opportunity to then digest it. And then your imagination begins to get active. And what happens a lot of times, Don, with us, when we're talking about half full, half empty, we withdraw or we take our imagination out of it. We can look at it and say, oh, it's half full, half empty, blah, blah, blah. We can look at this picture here, blah, blah, blah. It is what it is. But it's not, Dom. It's our take on it. It's our perspective. What is your imagination saying? What can it be? And we remove our imagination. As we get older, Dom, our dreams sometimes begin to fade and things begin to happen and challenges occur in our life, and we begin to remove our imaginations from our life. We begin to remove our imaginations from our world. And imagination is just a possibility of what something can be. It's just a possibility. Everything that's invented, everything that we're using, this microphone, this computer, was a possibility of what something could be. Let me ask the audience this question. What do you have that could be something more than what you've got? What do you have around you? What ideas? Maybe it's a pen. Maybe you've been humming a tune in your head. What do you have that can be more than what you've got? Reading awakens our imagination, Dom, and it requires that we get involved, man. I like that. I really like that.
Hey, I like it too. Like, hey, that, one of the greatest gifts in the world. It's a wonderful book to read. And the thing is, I know a lot of folks want to have a lot of screen time, but hey, as long as you're reading something that's really good, something that's good for you, not just gossip and random types of other people's lives. Like, as long as it's something good and also that you understand, because reading comprehension can be kind of low these days, being on certain social media apps. It's like, oh, just reading some of the comments, I'm like, oh man. Like, not here, but just on social media. Like, you go on Twitter especially, it's like, oh buddy.
It's like, wait, what'd you write? Did you even spell check that, bro?
Uh-huh, that's right. It's like, dude, let me reread what I put on there, because I already know this mess is, once on the internet, it's forever. So I'm like, well, let me read this.
The internet is forever. Exactly right. It is forever, man. Dom, these keys that you mentioned, how have these keys and others that you use, how have they made a difference for you in your life?
Definitely a lot of good has happened to me in my life through these four keys. The encouragement, especially, one of my favorite stories to share is probably back from high school, and it falls under the E, encouragement, where my Bible teacher, who was also the principal at the time, he basically, it was around the third quarter, spring. He didn't feel like doing a whole bunch of paperwork and grading, so he let us have an easier test around that time of the year, because he was like, man, I gotta be an administrator and all this stuff.
He's like,
man,
I'm done.
Yeah. He was like, dude, man, all right, y'all's gonna get this one test and then we're gonna be done with it. And he basically let us have an extra 10-15 minutes to study at the end of class, and he asked me, he's like, hey Dom, you ever got a perfect score on one of my tests before? I'm like, nah, never did. I mean, I got an A's, but never a perfect 100. And he's like, hey, if you get a perfect score on this test, I'll buy you lunch. And I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot, see what happens. And lo and behold, it happened.
What did you get for lunch, Dom?
Funny enough, like, shoot, it was a pizza day that day, so the pizza was covered, the soda was covered. Like, it was at school, it was good times. Heck, even a couple of noodles on top of that. So yeah, I ate well that day for a 16-year-old high school student.
Pizza to a 16-year-old kid is the best meal in the world. You get me with soda too? Absolutely, man.
Yep.
Dom, you are, and we started the show, we talk about you being a best-selling author. You're a best-selling author and a contributing author on another book that you mentioned as well. Tell us briefly what the book Stay the Course, The Elite Performance, Seven Secret Keys to Substantial Success is about, and where can the audience get their hands on a copy?
Sure thing. Stay the Course, The Elite Performer, Seven Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. It's available in paperback, audio, read by yours truly, and Kindle. So you get to take it on the go in more ways than one. And that book is basically Going North 2.0. That was my second book. That was my more polished book out of the first two books that I released. And that one's the one that became the best-selling book, too. And it's really all about really not only achieving success, but how you sustain it. And there are seven keys in that. Well, there's actually eight keys, but I only advertise seven. There's a bonus key at the end of the book once you get to it. And it's all about helping you to sustain success, because the thing is, heck, even another book I recommend on top of this is Winning by Tim Grover, is that once you have a taste of winning, of success, that's your most vulnerable state. Because you have a win and you're like, man, I feel invincible. Especially at the time when I was in my early 20s, middle 20s. It was like, yeah, sadly, I lost my father after his 6-year-long battle with dementia. And it was like, hey, like, I had to get back on course here. Hence, Stay the Course, because I was on a trajectory and I had to stay on it. So the book was not only for others, but it was for myself, because sometimes you have to preach to yourself. Sometimes you have to write to yourself for yourself. And this book right here, it's for those folks who consider themselves at the top of their game or want to be on top of the game, and they want to keep their success, if not succeed it and exceed it. So check that book out, like a library book, anywhere books are sold, especially Amazon. I read it, so it's under 100 pages too, so it's basically an hour. Like you probably pay more for a Reese cup than that book. So check it out.
Oh man, Doc said you probably that double Reese's is it a 4-pack Reese's pack or the 2-pack?
Let's see. Inflation might be 2-pack, but we'll go with the 4-pack on the safe side.
I like the 4-pack, man. 2-pack is just messing getting on my nerve. 2-pack is just bothering me, Doc. Just bothering me. That's all it does, Dom. Be honest with you. I can't deal with 2-pack. This is guys. This is also Dom's website, guys, where you can go and get some merchandise right here. Also advertising the Going North podcast right here, coached by Dom Brightman right here. You see tips and techniques to advance yourself right there. Also has some links here, social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. So there you go right there. Great ways to get in contact and get some good merch license here. Here you go. Shop ideas, some apparel. So we got t-shirts. Hoodies. I'm sorry, I'm a hoodie person, Dom. I am.
Hey, I got hoodies for you, baby.
there we go. Oh, I like this one right here. This blue one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that blue one right. I like this one right here.
That's why I got it on my hat right now, too.
I like that one right there. Oh, that red one's pretty cool. Yeah.
Man. That red one. Man. Okay. Outlead your competition.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, look at that. Get 30% off right there, guys. Look at that. I don't know about you. I like to save money, and that's a sale. 30% off. There you go. I love that. Dom, I like to ask this of all my guests. What is something that you like to say to someone out there right now who's listening? And Dom, they're staring at this glass, and they don't know if it's half full or half empty, and they don't know. They don't realize they all they see is those two options. They don't see that third option remaining where it is. They don't see, man, this thing was empty till I showed up. All that stuff we took, they don't struggling with those things. They don't realize, man, this glass was nothing until I got poured into it. Like, I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm keep going. I'm gonna leave it alone. What is something you like to say, Dom, to someone out there listening who may be feeling a bit overwhelmed, trying to figure out whether they are half full or half empty, trying to figure it out and keep a good perspective and need that little extra push in setting their compass. See what I did there? Setting their compass north in the right direction.
Yeah, there's so many things you can do, and you brought up so many great points as well in this conversation, my man. Like, good stuff indeed, because, hey, it's good to have the glass there, and sometimes the glass is empty until you show up. And my mantra is advance others to advance yourself. Help someone else today and help them advance in life, because you, in turn, will advance down the road. And that's been my life mantra, because I've really sought out to encourage other people because others have done it for me. And that's the major thing. So help someone else, you'll help yourself in the process. And don't even expect anything in return, because those are sometimes the better moments. Because absolutely, you get a blessing down the road where it's like, oh, man, I came to get my car repaired thinking I was going to pay $300. And next thing I know, it was like, hey, you're still under warranty, my buddy. It's free. It's free. Like, oh, yeah, like, all right, I'm good. I'm straight. Before they change their mind.
I was about to say the same thing. Let me get some keys before you change your mind, before you take a look at that computer again. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We reach out and help someone else. See what we can do to enrich someone else's life. See what seeds we can plant in someone else's lives. Because think about it, Dom, someone planted seeds in our lives. The things that we can do, someone planted in our lives and helped us along. Man, Dom, I'm so glad that you joined us today. Everything you said was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely amazing. And I told you this was going to be good. I told you Dom was that guy. I told you. God, Dom, don't go anywhere. Give me a few seconds. Let me talk to my guests real quick. Guys, did you know Some of you may know, some of you may not know. I'm not sure if you know, but did you know that the researchers at the Mayo Clinic here in the United States found that when we think more positively, kid you not, this was an actual study that was done, that when we think more positively, there are real world benefits, actual tangible physical benefits from seeing that glass half full, from approaching it for better perspective. There are real world benefits such as increased lifespan. Yep. Help you live a little bit longer. Lower rates of depression, lower levels of distress and pain, greater resistance to illnesses. You can boost your, actually it boosts your immune system, better psychological and physical well-being, better cardiovascular health, and reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease and stroke. This, the list can go on and on. The fact is this. Just seeing things differently can have a huge impact on us and those around us. Maybe the real discussion that we were having today, maybe that real discussion that we were having today isn't whether your glass is half full or half empty or half full or half empty. Maybe the real discussion is, what are you willing to do next? Guys, we got to get out of here, but it's always in party. It's been a real blast. Don't forget to tune in right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here, but it's always in party. Thank you, Dom, for being on the show. As always, imparting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.